our society. It's about scrutinizing history that we may save the future. It's about understanding control that we may act with free will. It's about truth, known and unknown. It's about reality, seen and unseen. It's about time to take a closer look. Your host is Michael Gordon.
And good evening and welcome to this edition of A Closer Look. Well, tonight, we got a great show planned for you. It's a continuation of what we did last night. As you know, tragedy has struck in the little town of Blakesburg, Virginia. This wacko gunman, we now know who he is, a 23-year-old Korean national, went berserk yesterday and allegedly murdered two people early in the morning, about 7:15 Mountain Time. I'm sorry, 7:15 Eastern Time. And then there was like a two-hour gap, and then he went on a shooting rampage at Norris Hall at the Virginia Tech University. Now, yesterday, being number one, first of all, this incident has been billed as one of the largest, most heinous school-type massacre in the history of the country. It is something that has erupted here with many, many, many questions that are unanswered, and it's very bizarre. Now, as we know, we've been hearing a little bit of as developments have been progressing throughout the day, who this guy is. His name is Cho Sung-hui. And he was he was 23 years old. He was described as a loner and somebody who was probably very disturbed. Now, yesterday we had William H. Kennedy on the program. Bill is someone who's been a frequent guest on the program on A Closer Look, has done extensive research into these kinds of shootings. And Bill last night made a prediction. Now, the prediction that he made, or several of them actually, I believe that all of them, if not more, have been proven out in what we have learned about this shooter. So I wanted to bring Bill back on the program tonight so he can kind of recap for us what he talked about last night. And then what we're going to be doing later on, we've got Paul and Philip Collins who are going to come on with us as well. They've been doing some background. I have got some information I want to share with you tonight that I consider to be quite shocking. About some other attendant issues swirling around Blacksburg, Virginia. Sorry about that. And then we're going to be talking during the bottom of the second hour with Aaron Zellman, who is the founder and director of Jews for the Preservation of Firearms Ownership. Aaron has seen the handwriting on the wall. He has issued a statement. We're going to talk to him about that tonight as well, because it's quite important that we hold the line in allowing, not allowing any more of our laws to be created that take away our liberty. There's evidence, there's plenty of evidence of the shooting that took place yesterday that indicates that we have got to dispense with all of this anti-gun rhetoric and all these anti-gun laws. We've got to be able to arm ourselves and defend ourselves, much like those 32 people that were murdered yesterday would probably have benefited if they had been armed. So we're going to do that as well on the program tonight. So, let's move up first to William H. Kennedy. Again, Bill is an author. He has written two wonderful books. The latest one is Satanic Crimes, Threat in the New Millennium. He's pretty familiar to a lot of you. Bill, welcome to the program, and thanks for coming back on with me tonight.
Thank you for having me back, Mike. And I just want to quickly say my mother turns 80 this Sunday, and I want to say happy birthday, honey. I love you. And now we can get back to the grim topics.
Okay. Happy birthday to your mother.
Okay, very good. Thank you.
Yes. Now, let's go back to this program we did last night. You said there were, you mentioned four things, and I want to recap those, but you also indicated that there are other, there were other precursors here that pop up in this guy's profile that even nails this down even more solid. So let's go and start off with number one and talk to, you know, kind of explain to us what you have learned.
Okay, well, I posted on my website, williamhkennedy.com, at 5:18 yesterday afternoon, the day of the shooting. All I heard at that juncture is that there was a shooting at a college. What I did is I formulated four characteristics of these school shooters that fit many of the other cases, like Columbine and Jeff Weiss and the fellow in Germany and the other fellow in Montreal who did similar things. And I formulated four things about these people that fit this profile. And The first one I came up with was the person would be a male and he would be wearing black. Now, Chow the shooter, it turns out, was wearing a black leather jacket and black vest when he came in and did the shooting. So my number one assertion was 100% true. Number two, I predicted that the shooter would be heavily into Satanism on the internet and Satanist e-groups. Now, Chow, there's actually two parts of this. In his suicide note, over half of it was an anti-Christian, pro-Satanist rant. And the other thing is, he was a creative writing student, and his stories he wrote for class were so deranged and satanic and macabre that his professors actually referred him to the university mental health center.
Okay,
and now that leads to my third prediction. I said the shooter would be on SSRI serotonin antidepressant drugs. It was reported today that Chow was in fact on antidepressant drugs. This came out this afternoon.
Okay.
Now, the next thing I predicted was that his parents might have some sort of affiliation with the U.S. federal government, and that turned out to be accurate in the sense that his family moved to the Washington, D.C. area and moved around there in 1992, and his parents worked at a dry cleaners that catered to federal employees.
Oh, okay.
So there were federal employees in and out of the shop, and that includes security service people, since 1992. So those four profile sorts of predictions I made were absolutely true. The other kind of prediction I made last night was that the level of murder would remain at 33, because that has a very particular occult and satanic meaning.
Okay.
And these sorts of things. And thank God it has remained at 33. And, I hope and pray that no more of those victims die. But even if that tragedy were to happen, the number 33 is now ingrained as the number people will remember. And some people will remember someone might have passed away a few weeks later. And I hope and pray that doesn't happen.
Well, every indication is, Bill, that most of the people that are left recovering are going to make it. There's no
right. But you never know what these things.
Sure.
We all die of something someday.
Of course.
You know.
Yeah.
So, but the number 33 is ingrained. Now, I came up with all of those predictions except for the 33 that came out right before I came on the show.
Uh-huh.
But those first four things were based on the analysis of other satanic serial killers that I cover in my book Satanic Crime, which people can buy at WilliamHKennedy.com. Now, I want to also categorically state, I got over 800 emails today,
right,
and there are people who are claiming that I have psychic powers, believe it or not, because of what I said last night. That's absolutely untrue. What I came up with was based on critical analysis,
right,
and I don't support any sort of ESP or remote viewing or anything like that sort of thing. I think people should stay away from it. I don't do anything like that. I have done things, all those things in the past, different training courses, like Silva Mind Control and dozens of others I did, but I don't recommend them anymore. I don't think they're healthy. So I just want to again state what I came up with last night was not based on any paranormal powers. It was based on logic, and only the logically challenged would really think anything more than that.
As they say, good old-fashioned common sense and research.
Yeah, hard work. You know, yeah. I study this stuff every day, and I'll be honest. I was surprised I was as accurate as it came out. You know, remember last night I was hesitant about the federal government part.
Right. Sure.
Because that's not true in all of these cases.
Mm-hmm.
But I threw it in there because I just had some sort of suspicion that I should, just to be complete. You
right.
know, but I sort of hit a grand slam in the sense I got 5 out of 5 with absolutely no information about the only information I had was that there was a shooting at Virginia Tech and people were being shot.
Now, let's do this. Let's spend a couple of minutes here now kind of recapping things because, again, you know, what's interesting here is that your critical analysis and the research that you came up with this idea indicates a next level, if you will. And we touched on that last night. You suspected that this might imply that this gentleman, Cho Sung-hui, might be what we would consider or label a Manchurian candidate, and it might be a PSYOP.
I would absolutely categorically state I believe that is true, yes.
So explain to the audience that may not know what we're talking about. When you say that it may be a PSYOP, what does that mean?
Okay, this is a psychological operation which is meant to panic people and put the general population into a state of panic. And
right.
The government and the powers that be actually deliberately cause these things to happen. What they do is they recruit children, generally very young, and over the course of many years they subtly brainwash them into being basically robotic assassins. There's
right,
no other way really to describe it.
Uh-huh.
And these people are programmed much like a computer is programmed to kill in particular ways and in a particular mode. And generally when they do this, they always also have a front cover story. These are the people who, you know, brainwash these children. And they're always loners. They're always into Satanism. They always say strange things. They always phone in bomb threats.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, threaten to make their bones and kill people. So this is all a pattern that I feel is part of this greater security service run Manchurian candidate program. Now, I should ultimately say that I feel that this whole cabal is run by some sort of membership of the Skull and Bone Society, Bilderberg Group, and Bohemian Grove. There's some sort of governing body in those three secret societies, which all the major world leaders and business players are members of. And ultimately, it is they who are promoting these things. And ultimately, they send these deranged maniacs like Eric Harris and Jeff Weiss and now Cho, and they program them to do these horrendous things. And that's to, you know, it has many functions. It panics people. It makes them, people are more willing to give them the power to ensure security, which means they'll take away people's rights. They'll try and take away people's rights to carry firearms.
Sure.
They will, you know, they'll pervert this any way they can. You know, they laid a guilt trip at the gun owner who sold Cho the gun. You know, I mean, that man's not responsible any more than a car dealer is responsible for a drunk driver running someone over.
Right. Bill, before I let you go, let me ask you this. Has anything else cropped up in your analysis today of any of the information that's come out? Has anything cropped up that helps to nail this possibility of a PSYOP down even more?
Yes, I mean, just the combination of everything I said in the same cover story they came out with. I mean, if people just look at the five things I predicted and take a real careful look at it, and they can look at it at williamhkennedy.com, just hit the What's New section, they will see what I said. And then when they compare that to the facts and what they see on TV, that if my evidence is really compelling. When you look at what I predicted compared to what came out. So
great.
Just take a look at that. I think that kind of is as convincing as I could ever get.
Very good. All right, Bill, keep in touch. If anything else comes up, please let me know. We'll get you back on with any updates we need to get out on this, okay?
Great. Thank you for the extra time, and hello to your other guests. Bye-bye now. God bless. Bye.
Same to you. Bye-bye. Okay.